USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday condemned acts or threats of political violence and called for unity after suspicious packages were mailed to a number of prominent Democratic officials.
Fred Burton was part of the State Department Counterterrorism Task Force.
The forensics, based on my experience in working these package bomb cases, will lead to the identification of the suspect, very similar to the recent Austin bomber that we had down here in Texas.
The FDA has approved a new flu medication in the form of a one-time pill. The medication, called Xofluza, was designed to make the flu shorter if taken within 48 hours of onset of the flu and can be prescribed to patients over the age of 12. The price tag for the drug will be $150. And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday, the Dow was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hurricane Wilma is continuing to lose power as it moves across Mexico. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The winds were clocked at 120 miles per hour. Officials report power had been knocked out in some areas and some structures had sustained damage. More than 4,000 people had been evacuated in coastal towns. Before hitting the mainland, Wilma swept over an offshore penal colony about 60 miles out in the Pacific. Forecasters warn of deadly flash flooding and landslides, which are possible.
That storm is expected to bring rain and possibly snow to the Northeast this weekend. Megyn Kelly reportedly apologized to her colleagues after she appeared to defend blackface Halloween costumes on Megyn Kelly Today. Kelly sent an internal email that she wrote, "I realize such behavior is wrong indeed, and I'm sorry." She also said she's never been a PC kind of person, but understands that we do need to be more sensitive regarding things in this day and age. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democrats are hoping to retake the House of Representatives this midterm election. They're spending a lot of money in certain areas and hoping this money will ultimately lead to flipping certain seats that are red to blue. Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana on the money disparity being spent from the Democrats versus the Republicans.
Well, Republicans all over the country are getting crushed when it comes to fundraising, again, because of Democrat tools like Act Blue. So that's allowed Democrats to run more TV commercials, and the TV commercials in these last 2 weeks are really going to swing these close races where the polling shows that these are the races where the polling shows that they're the closest.
Several artifacts that were believed to be part of the historic Dead Sea Scrolls are being called fake. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. announcing that five of what were believed to be its 16 most valuable artifacts are, in fact, not real. The museum says they're taking them down and won't be displaying them any longer. The items were tested by German-based scholars who determined that fragments from each of the five, in their words, show characteristics inconsistent with ancient origin. The museum won't say how much money was spent for the fragments, but others have paid millions to purchase similar pieces of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Game 2 of the World Series is tonight. First pitch is just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Red Sox have a 1-0 lead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.